was the Rabbanim. Until now, we've been discussing the Raisa of Dine Mamnes. And we have what's the basis that the Torah required to take care of Dine Mamnes? So we have the machlekes between Rav Acha Rei de Ravika and Rav Yavo, whether the Bezin Akshuv Terra, so to speak, for Dine Mamnes is three or is one. Three Dayan or one Dayan. And Rav Acha Rei de Ravika held the Mene Raisa, it's one, but Chazal insisted on three. We discussed last week with this one mumcha of one hedyot, and Rav Yavo said midin deraisa is three mumchin, like any other dinei mamnes deraisa, and Chazal downgraded that we don't require mumchin. We don't require drish vakir. We don't require mumchin. So last week we discussed the mitzvah deraisa, the din deraisa. What's the basin that the Torah envisioned for haidois valvois? Right? And now we're learning what's the din derabbanon. In other words, what was the takona derabbanon? That's our Mishnah. According to Rava, our Mishnah is dinei mamnes b'shloisha. That means a dois valvois, but the rabbanon only requires three hedyotes, not three mumchim. Mashen kein that gezel shachavolis Chazal left on the din deraisa shloisha mumchim. Right, that's the pshat according to Rava. And this Mishnah is telling us that din derabbanon, the leniency is the coolest derabbanon that Chazal put into place. Why did they put any coolest into place? Kedei shaloi tin ol delas bifnei lovin, to make sure that people would easily lend money. The understanding we get from Rashi is that Chazal wanted to make sure that the chesed of halvos would always be maintained, and they wanted to make sure that people would not refrain from giving halvos. And we pointed out that the Chofetz Chaim points out that halvois is the prototype chesed. It's the chesed akosav b'Torah. Of all the different chasonim we have achnosas kala, halvois hameis, those are not mufurish b'kra. They're part of the havto yachal kamaycha. According to the Chofetz Chaim, they may be part of halva. But the chesed akosav b'Torah is ish kiya yalva, the mitzvah of halva. We pointed out that halva has unique status in that it is both the key and mitzvah in stoka as well as independent din of the mitzvah of chesed. Chofetz Chaim pointed out that how do we appreciate this distinction? In that, on one hand, the mitzvah halva has the same priorities as the mitzvah stoka, aniyah ircha kaidem, mishpacha kaidem, and on the other hand, the limitations of stoka in that a person is only mechuyev a certain amount of stock a year. A person is obligated, like Sipuyes is Yodchol, is Amz is Lavcha. Midirabbonin is a cap of Choymesh, not giving it more than a fifth. Al Yivazu Yisrim Choymesh. There are exceptions to the rule. A person is allowed to be Mivazu Yisrim Choymesh, different shitas. Sometimes, some are Mekel, Al Eris Devoy, when a person is about to leave this world, so some are Mekel that them can give more than a fifth. Some are mekel that if a person is an osher muflog, if it's a very, very rich person, he can give more than a fifth. Some are mekel if there's a very, very serious tzara. So there are exceptions to the rule. But b'derech klal, the Chofetz Chaim says this would not apply to halva, because halva is not called mevazvez. Halva you can expect to get it back. The Chofetz Chaim writes, he cannot find in all of Shas a directive as to how, what is the limitation that's put on halva. He leaves it open. But you see from this that halva has two parts to it. One is it is a key mitzvah stoka, it is the highest form of stoka, and at the same time, it It's a separate mitzvah of chesed. The Torah has a special love. Pen Parshas Re'ei. Pen Yeh Devorcha Tzepasuk Locha B'Yal. Chazal, the Torah says, gives a special love if a person does not lend money as a result of Shemitah coming. The person says that I'm not going to give money because I'm afraid I won't get the money back. There's a special love in Chumash that Dover B'Liyahu, a fascinating Shita by the Chassam Sefer, maybe we'll discuss it on Tuesday, that even when Shemitah is the Rabbonon, if one does not lend money because of Shemitah the Rabbonon, when Zo'eva Nisa de Raisa, the Torah says, maybe you have an ill thought and you won't lend money because Shemitah is coming. What happens to Shemitah the Rabbonon is coming? Can I be over the Isa de Raisa? So the Chassam Sefer seems to say, yeah. Because the Torah says, if I have a bad machshava, so mali the bad machshava is because of Shemitah, right? Shemitah the Rabbonon. I have a bad machshava, I don't lend so many money because I'm afraid they won't get the money back. All right. So what I'm pointing out is this concern, Shalot and Ol, Delos Mifnei Lovin, was a huge concern for Chazal. It is the prototype form of Chesed. It's the way that, apparently, the way that so much of society worked. I'm not talking about a modern day credit based society. I'm talking about the exact opposite. A society that doesn't put money aside for long periods of time. In any event, Shaloi and all those of Neilov. So Chazal were. So that generates the din over here. That Chazal wanted to make sure that Malvin had easy access to Dinei Torah. And therefore, they made certain takonas. So that's what we're going to examine today and tomorrow, the nature of the Dinim de Rabbonon, of a Beis Din de Rabbonon, for Hidoyis Val Vois. Alright? Where does it all start from? So the Gemara says it all starts from the first, I don't know if it's historically or, but conceptually, it all starts from relaxing the requirement of Drisha V'Chakira. And the Gemara says our sugya is that we're relaxing the requirement of mumchen. We don't have to have the yonim and the smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says that we should entertain the possibility of not having the dayonim be liable if they make a toss, malpractice. The Gemara says that we can't consider because that would be counterproductive. That if a malva does not have any recourse to in the event that he feels that Beis Din made a toss, made a mistake, they also won't lend money. Our Gemara says that it all starts with Reb Chanina's understanding of the din. Again, a din mizvena tandar. The Amr Reb Chanina, that's how the sugi starts. Ubedinu de loboy nami mumchen. V'hai de loboy mumchen, like be'inon mumchen. We should require a mumchen. Why should we require a mumchen? Because Elohim is repeated three times. So that will examine and deal with base precisely how we darshan the Elohim. Tosus Beisim and Beis Liboyinami Mumchen raises a very important question, as the Ran also raises it, that's what we're going to discuss. That there seem to be two separate sources for the requirement of Mumchen. One is Elohim three times, and the other is Ela Mishpatim Shatosim Lifneim. Lifneim Eloi Lifnei. And Lozev Doites. So why do we have two separate sources? Good. But the halacha is that we require mumchen, either because of Elohim three times in the parshas of Shmira and Mishpat Echad Yelachem, or your parshas, or because of Lifnei and Velo Lifnei Yedjaites. We require mumchen. And Chanina says And why shouldn't we think that Mumchen were relaxed? Say Gemara is because another din was relaxed. Right? So the Rishonim say, Taisva says, and Ramach, and the Shiran, they all say, that Ramchanina explained to us that Chazal had a concern of Shaloit and all those of Neilovin. And our Gemara is saying that just like Shaloit and all those of Neilovin required that we should relax the requirement of Mumchen, that a Yoyte should be able to pass in a Yidois Valvois, so too Chazal made a similar din that a Yidois Valvois don't require Mumchen. What's the first din, Drisha Hakira? So Drisha Hakira is learned primarily from either Edim Zayimim or from the Posseg with the Rashi of Chagar Teite Din Efoshes with respect to Mesa Media. And the Gemara's and the then the Gemara says Mishpat Echod Yelochem Din Mamonis as well. Okay, that's the sugya that opens up the fourth parak. Echod Din Mamonis Lamed Beis Min Aleph VeEchod Din Efoshes VeDrisha VeChakira SheNemar Mishpat Echod Yelochem. The Gemara says in Lamed Beis Min Aleph Din Mamonis Mi Bein Drisha VeChakira. Raminu, Shtar Shizmanu Kosu Biyachim Benisan Bishmita Ubo Eidim Omer Heich Atem Meidim Al Shtar Zev Aloy Biyoim Ployni Manu Yisem Bimokim Ployni Shtar Koshu Beidim Ksherim Chayshin and Shemir Cheruba Kosvu Visot and Daitach Bein and Dushachakira Heichi Chayshinan Shemir Cheruba Kosvu. Gemara says, "Vili taimeich shtar yechovah mukdom sul mechorn ksherin." So, how could a shtar mu'uchor be kosher? So, in the end, the Gemara says, next three lines: "Amar b'chanina devar Torah echon dinim momenes vechon dinim foshes b'tushach kiru shenemar umat hamomru kedei sheloi tinol deles bifnei lovin." All right. Where's the makor for Drisha v'Chakiras? The Rambam's lashon in Hilchas Eidos. Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet Mitzvas Asay Lidroish Esur Eidim Ulechakun Uleharbois Bishelosa Mitzvas Sefer Dayanim to examine the Eidim very carefully Umidaktik in Alei and very precise with them Umisian Oisan Me Inyan Be'is HaSheela, and while we are questioning them we bop around and go and try to confuse them by asking from different areas. So we don't simply say, where was this? Where in the town? Where in the square? We go backwards and forwards. Where was it? Then we ask him, what time was it? Then we ask him, how much was the loan for? Then we ask him, where in town was it? In order, k'dei sheyishtaku o yachzu ben im yesh beidus and doifi. Because if there's any kind of falseness in the Eidos, we try to knock them off their game and have them come up with information either with non information or information that's not accurate. As long as you give them a focus targeted so they can maintain the lie. But and if they've discussed at length before how they're going to present it, so if you keep on focusing time, place, money, so then they'll get it right. But if you try to go from idea to idea, so then you have a greater chance that if they are not telling the truth, the information is all there. But if they're not telling the truth, and they have to remember what they discussed, how they discussed it, so then it'll be easier to nab them. Shenemar, what's the source for this mitzvah of the Yodim? V'derashtov v'chakartov v'sha'alto heitev. And then the Rambam writes the din. You have to be very careful that you don't have leading questions, because a leading question will indicate to the aid what's the right answer. Right? Don't say, well, did this happen in the Toshin 9A? No, you say, did it happen in 9A or Ayin Vav? Right? It gives away right away. If it happens Ayin Hay or Ayin Gimel, right? So then you try to figure out, well, it's one or two, one over the, what's the right answer? But if you say, Be'ezer Shavua, which Shemitah cycle was it? Be'ezer Shana, which year of the Shemitah cycle? Even if he said it was yesterday, we ask him what cycle the Shemitah is, a chodesh, kama chodesh, is a yom, is a shah. Umechlala chakiris yeser al sheva hashom is bakol. And then in the seven basic questions to establish time and place. So those are the. Those are the drishas, and then chakiras are additional information. Mo avad, beizu avoida avad, chilas Shabbos. We ask him izu malacha, seich osa, hey shachav bipurim. We ask him what food it was, how much did he eat, right? So those are chakiras v'drishos. Hein hadvorim. Shein ikara eidos uben yischaiva yipoter vein kavonas hamasa, what event took place, kivun azman. Kivun azman means that we wanted the eidim to be on the saying the same time, v'chivun amokum, in the same place, shebohen yozumu eidim oy lo yozumu shein on yecholim lozimu eidim ashichavnu azman v'amokum. Rambam says that the requirement of Eidus is to be an Eidus Shato Yochol LaHazima. What does that mean? They have to give us time and place so that we could catch them as Eidim Zaymimin. So Chivon Azman means they have to give the time accurately, and they both have to give the same time. V'od Marvin Livdok. And then we ask more B'dikos. B'dvorim she'einon ikar be'edos ve'einon tuluyavem, they're not crucial to the edos. Heyman nikron b'dikos kolamar b'dikos erezim meshubach. What are the b'dikos? Again, he said he killed, so he gave him the shem l'chakira, so he mentioned she'im b'chavonas b'mambokar v'nidrishu b'chavonas ha'maisa b'chavonas ha'maisa v'kim no'kedim. And they ask also, so both can also, oh, v'omerlen Mayulovash. Then we ask him entirely random questions. What was he wearing? What was the Nerag wearing? White, red, black, right? What was the, was it paved? Wasn't it paved? What color are the stones? So Drisha v'Chakira are essential parts of the Eidos, and Bedikos are non-essential parts of the Eidus. Alright? Drisha v'chakira is required because of Eidim shetoyochol azimam. That's part of the definition of what an acceptable Eidus is. And Bedikos are non-essential. Ma vein chakiras edrishas of Bedikos? Chakiras edrishas. If one A does not know the answer to one of the basic questions, time, place, what was the avoda, either chakira or derisha, then the Eidus is not valid. Avobibdikos, if both say they don't know, then that's acceptable. Ubizmanching machishin zeh Eidusin b'teila. Right, so again, The purpose of the chakiras adrishus is that is the testimony. So machlokas we shown him whether practically speaking the Adam came in and gave testimony and then the Bezdin asked them the chakiras adrishus, or whether the Bezdin got the information of the Adam via question and answer. that every understand that drisha v'chakira is an essential part of the eidus. And if one eid does not know information, then they are disqualified. Bedikos are there to make sure that the eidim are honest eidim, because we want to make sure that the two eidim are not making up stories. So when it comes to bedikos, even if both of them don't know, it's okay. It's only if they say different information that will disqualify them. Right? So bedikos is the tool that the Beis Din uses to make sure that I have two eidim, two honest eidim. These are, it's vetting them, giving them, it's, I don't need the information, but I'm trying to make sure my eidim are honest eidim. It's what it's like a lie detector test, to get them to ask information and see if they're going to give me the information. That's bedikos. But drishas v'chakiros, that's eidus. And if they can't answer drishas v'chakiros, then they haven't given me the information that I need. If they say any idea and a drishas v'chakiros, it's not acceptable. So you see that bedikos, the entire goal of bedikos is to make sure that they have not made up the story together before they walked into the Beis Din. The drisha v'chakira may also serve that purpose, but the primary goal is to get the information. So now the Rambam says, given all of that, Rambam writes, Echod din eimom, and it's Echod din nefosh, b'drisha v'chakira, shenemar mishpat echod yelachem. Avol omru, but Chazal said, Kidei shalot in old delos when they love in ain a day moment tzrichin drisha v'chakira. No, so what do a day moment say? Ketzad omru ainim befaneinu hilva ruven eshimin b'shana ploynis befaneinu hilva ruven eshimin mane b'shana ploynis. They didn't tell me what month. They didn't tell me the place. They didn't tell me with how the money was exchanged. But Beyab, doesn't matter. Eidus and Kayemis. It's good Eidus. Med the Ramarim, Eidus Valvois. Matonis, Mechiris. But Knossos require Dvijra Hakira, and of course, Malkus and Golos. Rabbi Malchel Gimel, Aval Pi Shein Eidim Moment Es Trichim Drisha Chakira Imechishu Eidim Zeh B'Drisha Es Oyv Chakira Es Eidus and Betelo B'Mechishu Eidim Zeh B'Vdiko Es Eidus and Kayemes. Rambam says that when we say that we don't require Drisha Chakira, that does not mean that they can have different information on the Drisha V'Chakira. If one says it was 200, and the other says it was 100, so then we don't say, well, we know we got 100. Right? If one says that that the loan took place in Nisan, and the other says the loan place in Iyar, then we would, even after we relax the requirement of Drisha V'Chakira, that doesn't mean that we will accept them if they're saying different information. However, when it comes to bedikos, there, if they will give us different information, if we weren't supposed to ask, but we got nervous, so we started asking, And we asked whether the mal was wearing a red shirt or a white shirt or a black shirt, and they did, and they remember that differently, then the eidus is still mekayem, it's still good. All right, and the Rambam gives him an example. So now coming back to our din. Well, what's the din that the var Torah echod din nefashes bedrisha v'chakira? So yeah, what does that mean? That means that the Eidim have to, that the Beis Din is required to grill the Eidim and make the Eidim and Eidus Sha'ata Yochol Lazima. Uma tam omru dine momenes loy be'in nadrish hakira kidei shaloy tenol dozos, they love it. So again, what does that mean? It means, according to Rambam, it means that we are not, the Beis Din has relaxed their requirement of grilling the Eidim. If they come in and they say, they saw Reuven borrow money from Shimon last Nisan, the Beis Din is allowed to proceed. I got two Eidim. Then he owes $100. Proceed in Mechayim. Again, we have to listen. Could be that the alleged Lova claims never happened. So to figure out, I may have to look carefully at the Eidim, but we have Eidos, and barring finding out something, some new information, he's going to move Chayav to pay. Alright? If I don't have an Eidos Shetoyah Lazima, they would not be good, it would not be acceptable Eidos for anything but Eidos Halvois, because they haven't given me enough time, enough information with the time to be amazing. Right? They haven't told me the place. So they're invalid Eidim as far as the Torah is concerned. They haven't given us information which makes them valid Eidim. And not only that, if they were to give me disparate information, but it's not information essential alone, also become. So we relax two halachas of here. We have relaxed the information that we require. We don't require the detailed information the Torah says. And we've also relaxed the level of verification that the Torah requires. That's often part of the din of relaxing Drisha Chakira. And Chazal said, because if we were to require Drisha Chakira, then people will say, it's not worth it. The chances of my Eidim remembering all these details is not, the risk is too great. So Chazal said, so when it comes to Eidos Halvois, we will not require this level. So how do we explain Chazal's din? The Torah says that an Eid has to be a Yochol Lazima. The Torah says the Eidim have to expose themselves to being verified, right? So when Chazal came with their din, midin deiraisa, I have two Eidim come to Beis Din. They said that I borrowed money last Nisan. Okay, barring any ability might to disqualify those Eidim. So then it would be chayiv. Even though midei raisa, since the Eidim didn't give enough information, they're not given a raisa, not the raisa the Eidim. So when Chazal said, "Af al pi kein, we're going to require this Beis Din has on what basis is Beis Din now insisting that I pay?" Where's the Sheval Tassel here?
You don't have Grisha Chakira. You just don't do it.
So Segal's an interesting idea. He's saying once the Rambam says that Grisha Chakira is a mitzvah asel dayanim, so he's saying that the Yonim are told Sheval Tassel. Don't do the mitzvah say. But how do we explain the following? According to the Din Dei Raisa, these Edom don't have the verification of Edos. They don't have the Nemanos of Edos. Right? Because they could disagree in Bedikos. Midin they raisa, they're not good. And it would sound like, according to Rambam, that one of the goals of Drisha v'chakira was Mesayin Mimokim Lamokim, the Tarif Data. We want to make sure that they got it right. So we're relaxing that requirement as well. So the level of verification of the Edom is being dropped. These are not qualified Edom as far as the Torah is concerned. Alright? So on what basis can the Chazal say that still good Beis Din? According to the Torah, it's not a good Beis Din. So it doesn't have jurisdiction. It doesn't have the authority to get involved.
Do they need to be?
What's that?
Do they need to be?
What do you mean?
If I can solve the problem myself, I don't have to go to the Beis Din. So perhaps the Beis Din now is just a glorified two friends solving themselves as someone pointed to it.
So the I'm missing something. I'm just saying the Torah says that this is, I need to have Edom with a certain Edom have to be. I have to get the information in a certain way, and I have to verify that they are trustworthy in a certain way.
Right.
Now, so I would think, but if I have Edom and I cannot verify, or I do not verify. So as far as the Torah is concerned, why should they be good Edom?
I think they don't need to be. If we can solve the problem ourselves without having to go to Beis Din, so that's great as well.
So what you're suggesting, alright, was your first name Eliezer? Right? Eliezer and Elio Eliezer. So what Eli's suggesting is a chiddush over here, right? He's saying, this is not Beis Din anymore. It's not Beis Din. He's saying this is mediation. Beis Din gets information via Drisha Chakira. Beis Din say, hey, right. This is mediation. Now, I could bring a support to what Eli's saying from the Gemara. Go ahead, Max.
Wouldn't that be Pshara as opposed to
Shlichus Sayim? I think so. Okay, so Max is saying, forget about the Raya, who needs a Raya? It's wrong, because the Rishonim say that it works through Shichosayim. Go ahead, Yaakov.
if we're gonna say that this is just some sort of Pshara, why do you need any qualifications if we're just making some sort of deal?
Which what qualifications are left?
I mean, then you could just do a biyachid, or you could even do without a judge. If we're just making a compromise, you don't get anything.
One judge,
yeah, it's
some sort of glorified type.
But if you're going to say we're just doing mediation, then you could
just say, why should there be any rules at all? And then why do we say echad din imam from shloisha? So Yaakov's saying now. So Yaakov's saying that there must be. It could not simply be, and Eli couldn't have meant this either. Eli couldn't have meant that it's stam shara, because there wouldn't be a mishnah din imam from shloisha, right? It would just be Dini Mamanit Ein Tzrichim Beis Din. Dini Mamanit B'Shloisha means, so the only thing that Eli's saying is that when Chazal removed the requirement of Beis Din, they put into place something else. Right? But something is defined. Right? So and the support we would say is because the Gemara says we're not talking about Dushachim, we're talking about the Mumchen. So the Gemara says it's just like not having Dushachakira. What do you mean just like? It's not. It's a different requirement. One is that we don't vet the Edom. We don't have the same. We don't get the information. We don't have the same process. And the other is, we were taking unqualified dayanim. So if you take Eli's approach, the Gemara reads very well. The Gemara says, the Gemara didn't say, we're just unhinging the requirement of Drisha Chakira. We're giving the Edom a pass. Right? The Gemara says, we're giving the Edom a pass, and it makes sense that there's no mumchen. And if it makes sense, there's no requirement for the Dayanim to pay. So that would be the support of what Eli's saying. But what Max says, 1 second, but the Gemara says there's a very specific process called Shlichusayu. I have to figure this out. Plus, we have a problem that the Run raises. The Run's problem is, it's one thing to say that Beis Din can say, "No, don't do Jewish Hakira." That's the Shem Bal Taisa that Gal was saying before. But the litigants are going to, "Hey, Yoytais, Apostle Chumash Lifneim, Belothay Yoytais." That's not Meshev, it's just a Kumbase. All right, good. Yosef.
Those you suggest that maybe it's not so much a not going to Basin as much as it's sort of just like recalibrating what the standard, what the derecha standards would be because of like new circumstances. It's not to say that we're getting rid of the derecha, we're just sort of recalibrating the derecha so that, you know, people will be able to continue to function normally.
So that is a huge chiddush. You have to need a rai for that. And you're saying is that the din de raisa, the din de raisa of drish v'chakira can be re-qualified. It's like a floating din de raisa. I require a certain other. If I were to defend what Yosef is saying, so I would say, when it comes to Nemonos, we know we have different levels than Nemonos. We know that for a piece of meat, you need the Eidach and Nemisur. That's good enough. All right? We know that for Dover Shema Erva, so Api Shnein Eidim Yokum Dover. The Nemonos doesn't require Api Shnein Eidim Yokum Dover to the same extent that a dover shiva ever requires different kind of a din, but that requirement of nemonos, that din nemonos requires. So you see the different levels of nemonos. So one is eidim, two eidim al yedei derisha v'chakira. And two Eidim Shiloh al Yidei Dusha Chakira. Alright, so that's how we defend what Yosef is saying. But the reason that I would find it hard, unless you had a great Raya, is that the Gemara seems to say that Shiloh Tinal does what they love him. So Chazal. You need a riot to say that is a different situation. That way you could bring a riot. That wouldn't be bothering me. But that the din de raisa of the monos can change as a result. Is there a riot for that?
No,
okay, let you think about it. It's a chiddush. But I think it's hard to say without a gavaldig riot. In other words, it's almost like saying that Shaloi Tin Aldeles became an Isav Heter kind of a din and not a Momnes din. It's the Kiddush. No, what would you say, Effie?
I would just say that Shaloi Tin Aldeles with Nehlav is such a serious issue that's kind of like a Shas of Chag, like in a Hanami, like we're not so happy about doing this and we happen to be waiving the Oraisa requirements, but it's such a serious issue. Like when Hill was attacking the principal, like it seems like it wasn't. It was a bidyavid. It's a new in the halva. So it's not a situation.
Right. So Beis Din can do that because Beis Din has. How can they? What's the basis for Beis Din changing the?
Hefker.
You have to think along those lines. No, Hefker Beis Din Hefker. They really. I don't owe this money. But Beis Din has the right to reappropriate my money. Right? Two sources, Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker. One source is that the Beis Din in Yeshua's time were the ones who gave out Eretz Yisrael, because Baruch Hu commissioned them to give out Eretz Yisrael. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to use a Goyrel, and you're going to give Reuven Shimon, but at the end of the day, who was the one that said, this is Reuven's land, these are the boundaries, and actually took that land from collective qualities and gave it to a specific group, that was the Beis Din. So Beis Din has the right to reappropriate, to reallocate. So we're suggesting over here that this is the same thing, sounds like the same thing over here. I have two Eidim, Dini Momenis. We didn't they Raisa, they are not acceptable Eidim. They haven't gone through the vetting. They haven't gone through the due process. Number two, the Gemara says that whatever is the Hezver of Rabbi Chanina should be the reason why we don't require Mumchin. Also, not due process. But again, it's Dini Momenis. So Hefker Beis Din Hefker. Third din, the Gemara says, well, they would take away the liability of the Edom, of the Dayan. No, that you can't do, because that will not help people lend money. Right? So this is certainly the Mahalach of the Ran and the Yad Ramah. And you see it also in Tosfos. Elamiyata toile yishalmu. Tosa says, "Pirush makuntres, cave under rishus ko avde habishen al mumcha kim mumcha." Since the dayanim are acting with Chazal's permission, so therefore they should be considered as if they're mumchim. The loshen kol shechem. Atanoyel Amis Yashin Tulihabil Elamar Kol Shachin El Habil Elamar Imkain Atanoyel, that's what they love. Taisus Medaik in the Gemara. The Gemara says that if we're going to say Elamiyat Toil, if you're going to say that Chazal or Misakin, that we don't require Dushiva Hakira, because Tolo Yishalmu, and therefore they should also not have to pay. So again, how's Rashi learn Pshat? Rashi says, once we have a din that we don't require Dvishim Chakira, so that teaches us somehow that we don't have a requirement for Mumchin. So now Rashi is a Svara. And once Chazal gave permission to Dayanim or not Mumchin, to Paskin and to reorganize and reallocate, and made them like they were Mumchin, so therefore we have a din that they should be potter from compensating if they made a mistake. But Tosfos says, it shouldn't say kol shechem. What's the kol shechem? Tosfos says kol shechem means, kol shechem cannot mean, therefore I have already made them into mumchim. Kol shechem must mean, by virtue of the svara by which you did A, you must have done B as well. Logically. According to Rashi, there's some din that Chazal said that harayein kemumchen. And according to Tosfos, it seems if the harayein kemumchen, it wouldn't say kol shechen, it would say mikevan, the ela me'ata to lo yishalmu. The Gemara says that's a problem. Kol shechem. Time the memar kol shechem. Now the memar mkein ata noyel does with neilovin. So Tosfos learns pshat, and this is what the Ran spells it out. Ramah spells it out that elamashma miloshem kol shechem the mikoyach and the ilas deles have a porach. Vochi perushi kevan the chayshes and ilas deles have the lon the memar toyu lo yishalmu. So Tosfos learns that it was and again the other mother, they all spell it out, that once Chazal were worried that Noel does with Eilavin, so they would relax Mumchin, they would, and they did relax Derisha Vechakira, but they would not relax the din of Tola Yishalmu. Was that?
It would not relax the din of Tohi Shalom.
Right. Because then the Yonim will not engage. Tosfos says, let's take the Tosfos. That's the parsha. Alright? What's Pshat and Rashi to come back to Rashi? But that seems to be the parsha. The Din Rabbanim. Chazal relaxed certain dinim. So the Gemara says, the Tosfos says, exactly which dinim the Rabbanim did this apply. So Rashi says, the Tosfos says, Gezels v'chamvolos, Uksuvis Isha, Viyarushais, Umatanais, Bahulu Nami, Loi Beina Dush Vakira. Kidei Shitin Ol Delas Bifnegas Lonin. Right? Tosfos, first sheet in Tosfos is that even Gezels Vachavolis don't require Dush Vakira. Right? First sheet in Tosfos is exactly what we're saying now. The Chazal did targeted kulas. So it made sense, and when it comes to Hidois Valvois, it made sense to relax the requirement of Mumchen. When it comes to Gezeus Vachavolois, Taisha says there's no reason to relax the requirement of Mumchen. Because not having Mumchen will not encourage people to do Gzeus Chavolis. Because people know that if I beat somebody else up, they will make sure to get the money back. So I don't gain. I want to encourage Halvois and discourage Ganovin. So Tosfos says, if I have a high bar for Edim, I'm going to encourage Ganovin. They don't get away with things. So Tosfos says, just like Chazal, where Noye wanted to establish takonos, Shalot and Ol does what they love. At the same time, they said that we want to do things that Ol does with Negas Lonim. However, Mumchen, it makes sense to relax Mumchen for Hayyidois Valvois, but it makes no sense to relax Mumchen for Ganov. Right? So Tosfos Chiddush. Is it the way we understand the Gemara now? The Gemara says, Hayitochein, that ultimately, we threaded through the Maskana, that Dine Mamnes B'Shloisha means B'Shloisha and Yoitois would be good for Hayidois Valvois. But for Gezel Sachabolis, we need Shloisha Mumchen. So, threading through the Maskana, the Gemara says, that's because Shalotin Oldelas Bifnei Lovin, and the Gemara says that this began with Drisha V'Chakira. There was a global din that Dine Mominis do not require Drisha V'Chakira. Why not? So Taisha, there are two separate halachas over here. One halach is Kedei Shalotin Oldelas Bifnei Lovin, Ukedei Shalotin Oldelas Bifnei Gaz Lonim. Alright? In other words, Tosfos learned pshat that when Ruchanina said Echod din imomnes Dusha Chakira Uma tam omru din imomnes Loiv Dusha Chakira din imomnes. That means all of din imomnes. So Tosfos says, what do you mean all din imomnes? Should be Umneima omru in dois valvois. What's din imomnes? Dusha Chakira. So you'll tell me Kedesh until the ultimate look of the verse and Malf, the Nef Malf. That makes no sense. So Tesis Machadesh, that what the Gemara is saying over here is that when it comes to Dine Momenus Bechlal, and as Tesis is learning Pshat, Dine Momenus Beshloisha Yoites. Gezes Machavos Beshloisha Mumchen. But Drisha Vachakira was removed from all Dine Momenus. Right? The Tesis is first Pshat. So Tesis says, how are you talking? Rabbi Chanina just explained Shlo Tenos Vunilavim. So he says we're going to swing enough from Aleph. So Taisha says it's a metaphor. Shlo Tenos Delos means that we have to make Dine Moment is very, very accessible to people. Because if we don't make it accessible, so we're going to end up having problems. The classic problem is no halvois. The additional problem is too many ganovim. So we have to make the nimomenus available to all people. Alright? The Tosva says, but if that's the case, isn't mumchin the same din? Right? In other words, Tosva is asking Eli's question. Tosva is saying, l'chayra, that the way that you can't simply say, nadushakira. But they had to say, we are revamping the Nimomenus Bechlal. I mean, we call it Pshara. So Max is correct. How can you call it Jacob's correct? How can you call it Pshara? But Tosfos Havamina is that you can't simply target one detail of due process. But Tosfos says, but it's not correct. It's not what Agamara says. Agamara says, Chazal had one global concern to make Dine Momenus available. Taisha said that must mean there are two different svaris. Shaloi tinal dalos when they love and vitinal dalos when they gazlonim. It's almost as if Taisha says that Shaloi tinal dalos is a half of the sentence. We don't want to be no dalos when they love. We do want to be no dalos if they are the people. Right? And again, this is, if you've seen the rest of the sugya, so it fits in so very well with Shichusayu. Shichusayu is making Mamanus more and more accessible. How can you have courts in Babel? How can Jews not have courts? If you don't have courts, so then you're going to be Nail Delos, and you're going to open up the floodgate of Ganavim. So Taisha's first Malach was, we have to make Dine Momenus accessible. Then Tosfos says, so that would mean that we should, it sounds like it means you would not require Mumchen for any Dine Momenus. It goes against the Mishnah, the Mishnah is Farkert. Gezeach Chavolois is Bishloisha Mumchen. Again, we didn't correct the Maskana. So Tosfos explains, as does Nirban and the Yad Rambam, they explain that since a Nignav will always has so much to be concerned about, so the Nignav is going to end up going, he'll find Mumchen. The Malve will not lend money. The Malve will not lend money. Why should I bother doing this? Will the guy go to the local Kupa, he'll get done, make stalker. I'm going to do him a huge chesed, lend him money, he can feel very good. And what's going to happen is, I'm going to have to start running after mumchen until I find smuchen. I'm going to have to go to a big town where there's a mumche. He'll send us money. He's not going to come. Secondly, when I come, he's going to take all. I'm not going to bother doing it. The nignav doesn't have that luxury. I won't be robbed. What are you talking about? It's done with. He's robbed already. Right? He didn't get paid. So, again, what do you see from this? You see that even though Tosfos began thinking in Eli's terms, but Tosfos, but that's not Pshat in the Sugya. Pshat in the Sugya is that Chazal very, very micromanaged what a basin should look like. A basin should look ominous. And what were they concerned? Number one, Tino doesn't think Aslanim, the low does if they love it. Right? And it's almost as if Tosfos learned Pshat that we began by saying we need to have a basin available to pursue people who won't rob and steal. However, we want to make sure Shalom to know those who love him. So there we relax with Shachakira. And we went further that for loving to be relaxed, mumchen, but not for gezels v'chavolos. So that's the first shot in Tosfos. Gezels v'chavolos, suvasisha, yushin matonos, bukulu nami loy v'chakira. Kedesha tenodelas, v'fnei gazlon, v'im toimar. What about mumchen? No. He showed the gami mumchen, loy shaykh, loy mechash bay. Kamoy zeh. This everything we learned is only for Haidois Valvois. It's not for Aldini Mominus. Go ahead, Max.
According to the first opinion, would Subrazisha also require Mukhanda? Like all those cases?
Yeah. Because the same thing, Subrazisha. Same thing. It's the negation of the Ksuba.
So none of those cases you would be able to judge above it, which doesn't really make sense.
Who's that?
Then you wouldn't be able to judge any of those cases in both Lawrence. So wouldn't that be very hard to say because we know that?
I mean, Tosfos is cash at the very end. But Ksuva is the same thing. I can't get married without a Ksuva. I'm going to have a Ksuva. I'm not going to say, I don't want to have a Ksuva. The only problem is that the woman may feel she didn't get her Ksuva, so she's going to go after Mumcha.
So she would have to get married in Eretz Yisrael?
What was that?
So if there's a time where there's no Mumcha, she can't get married?
No, the kasha is a good kasha. Right? The kasha is the same Tosfos as the kasha at the very end.
Yeah, but that's under the understanding. He, in the second opinion, he says that Hodos Vavos, that Subasisha falls into Hodos Vavos.
Right.
That makes sense, but according to the first opinion, then you get.
So how does Tosfos, according to this opinion, how does Tosfos answer the question at the very end where the Tosfos quotes Gemaras that they did adjudicate in Chutz Laretz? Right? Without Mumchen. That's your kasha.
Yeah.
Or similarly, why weren't Chazal concerned that in Chutz Laretz there will be a time when there'll be no recourse. Alright? Next kasha. According to the first day in Tosfos, what happened to Shlichus Hayu? Right? So that's what we'll focus on tomorrow, Jim. We'll look at the 2 days in Tosfos. The Chiddush Eiran is a fascinating Chiddush. It's a beautiful Chiddush Eiran. Gevalda, that will focus on Chiddush Eiran. We have to understand how Tosfos answers the Chiddush Eiran's kashas. Right? We have to answer Max's questions, how the answers we have for part two of Tosfos, how does part one of Tosfos do it? Alright?
Let me say that the prayer for the first sheet of...